Welcome to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast. If you want to hear the show, you can find it on Family Life Radio. If you want to find a station near you, you can go to myflr.org or stream it online.
Hey, it's Kenkel Fritz. Hope you enjoy this podcast. Here's some highlights from today's show. Kenkel Fritz and Friends with you going on vacation this summer. Some ways to eat healthy on your vacation. They say to create a healthy eating plan before your trip, more likely to follow through with that. Make a shopping list to avoid unnecessarily buying impulse snack purchases. If possible, prepare your meals before going, keeping them in a safe, cooler place. I just want to say this, guys. When you're on vacation, I don't know, it's just my take, and maybe I'm off track. Who cares?
Oh, totally. I feel
you're
like
on vacation.
I feel like this is probably just looking at the options more for somebody going to a cabin or going camping where you may not have access to restaurants and stores. That's what it feels like to me because, yeah, if I'm going to be eating out, vacation is a time to get
go nuts.
The Mexican food and the sushi and
exactly.
The cake. Yes.
I mean, I think you do want to have some healthy food around because after a while you're like, I need to eat something healthy.
Right. I need a vegetable.
Exactly.
I have seen people go to theme parks and they like make videos recording everything they've eaten throughout the day. And it is about 5 days worth of food calories wise. And I'm like, that's a lot of fried churros and ice cream. But I mean, it's not like we do that every day of the year.
When I get back, I lose the weight.
Yeah, I agree. But my mother has made an art out of pre-packaging all their food wherever they go, road trips.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Now, is it to save money or
amazing.
To eat healthy?
To eat healthy.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Yes. She makes breakfast, lunch, and dinner and has it all organized.
Oh, wow.
And her daughter, not so much.
Hospitality is a selfish pleasure. It feels great to make others feel good. Do you agree with that statement? It's Kenkel Fritz and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. Hey, we found these easy ways to practice hospitality this summer. That's definitely of God to invite others over.
Absolutely.
Freedom.
Fellowship.
And, yeah. Hopefully Jesus rubs off in the whole process. But I saw that statement. I was like, wow, hospitality's a selfish pleasure. It feels good to make others feel good. You know, I do agree that it feels good to make others feel good, but there's a lot of work involved in
there
hospitality.
Really is. Yes.
And I think
you just have to take that word selfish out.
You're right.
And then I totally agree.
Because it's like there's a lot of setup and then there's the cleanup afterwards. So these are easy things you could do, like meet at a local playground with your kids. That's not hard.
Yeah.
Set up sprinklers in your yard and serve popsicles.
Ooh.
That's not tough to
do. That's fun for everybody.
Yeah. Make s'mores with neighbors.
Ooh.
Ooh, I'm on board with that. I love s'mores.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's something about the toasted marshmallow. It's awesome.
Do you like to burn it?
Toasted.
Oh, I burn it.
Okay,
absolutely.
Yeah.
No, see, you both are out of the game. You have to have perfectly puffed up brown toasted marshmallows.
Well, I've eaten them that way, Sally, and this way's faster.
We just got uninvited to Sally's s'mores night.
I think I did, because I'm desecrating
you
marshmallows.
You can make yours a lighted torch.
Exactly. Yeah.
Not into it. But hey, you guys, s'mores. I made s'mores brownies over the weekend.
What? Describe these. They sound amazing. Oh,
are you ready for this? Graham cracker buttered crust. Gooey brownies over the top.
Oh my goodness.
And then top it off with the little mini marshmallows all across the top. Put it under the broiler for a few minutes.
And get them toasted.
Heaven came down.
Oh, that sounds so good.
Ooh,
I want that.
So yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Can you give us the recipe?
Oh, yeah. I can find it. It's on the internet. I'll send it off to Misty to put up for it.
All right. We'll put it on our Facebook page. Let's do this. We'll put that on the Facebook page. If you want the s'mores brownie recipe, just search for...
Don't burn the marshmallows.
Search for FLR Mornings. And call us now. 888-888-9976. Do you burn your marshmallows or not?
No.
Why it's a good idea to be generous. It's Kenkel Fritz and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. We found this research where generosity is now proven to have actual health benefits in these new studies. When you spend money on others, it improves your cardiovascular function. Something as small as $5 can work.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
That's cool. I love that.
I do too.
That reminds me of, we had somebody call in recently and just say that she increased her giving by $5.
Yeah, and she encouraged everybody else to do the same thing.
Yeah, she boosted her cardiovascular health.
I know.
That's so cool.
It also increases your levels of oxytocin, which is the feel-good, that, you know, lowers your anxiety, makes you feel better. Uh-huh. People who practice generosity live longer.
Wow.
And generosity and practicing gratitude can boost your immune system.
Wow. Oh, no. Is that why I got sick a couple of weeks ago? I'm not generous enough?
You weren't very generous.
Oh, no. I got to work on that.
Got to up your game, Misty.
I know.
But, you know, generosity isn't just about money. It's giving of your time, your talents, your work. All of that works as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then, you know, the Bible talks about there's lots of, you don't give to get, but, you know, give and it'll be given you, pressed down, shaken together, running over. It's just a byproduct of it. It happens. That's not why, that should be a motivation to do it. But so it pays to be generous. And I agree with this study. Don't you guys feel good?
Oh, yeah.
When you give something away?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Absolutely.
Or you pay for somebody's meal or something. It's like you walk away from that experience going, yeah.
It's fun.
You're kind of standing a little taller. I don't know.
You are.
Maybe it's
because, you know, God gave his only son. And so generosity and giving is a part of the DNA of being a follower of Christ. So maybe it's one of those things where it's like when you're in that zone, you're acting more like God anyway.
Yeah, I like what you're saying. I mean, I never thought about it that way, but it starts with a sacrifice.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it does.
Mm. And isn't it fun when modern secular research points you back to the Bible?
Oh, I love it. Science proves the Bible.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
How about you and generosity? Have you experienced in your own life? Would love to hear the benefits you felt. Give us a call. 888-888-9976. You can text us at 58326. Authentic influencer. The Barnabas way of shaping lives for Jesus. And we're talking with Jonathan Murphy this morning. He's a pastor, author, professor at Dallas Theological Seminary. Talk about how we can become true detectives of potential in others in a wise way. How do we do that?
Proximity is essential. You've got to align your life beside people. And I think that is countercultural. I mean, a statement like that goes against what our lives seem to be often doing today. And I've noticed that there's increasing detachment socially.
Absolutely, there is.
In people's lives, even in the church. It's as though we really do believe that we can live life effectively on our own with very little meaningful contact with other people. So I think that the first step is to position your life in meaningful relationships with people around you. I mean, genuinely saying, I want to know you and I want you to know me, and let's spend time together in whatever activity. I don't care if it's going for a walk or just in having a coffee and a good conversation. But I think that's step one. I mean, if you do that, you begin to hear where people are at and what their heart's desires are and what their heart's hurts are. And I think that's the beginning of a glimpse toward who is this person, how has God made them, and what purpose has God called them to. I think the rest just flows naturally from a meaningful relationship of proximity with people.
Yeah, I think that social media has deceived us into thinking we have relationships there.
Yeah.
I don't.
And you think you're actually, like, if you comment on somebody's post, well, then you've
had a conversation.
An exchange. Yeah.
Exactly.
I conversed a lot today.
But when you rewind the clock before social media, What Jonathan is talking about is accurate. You had to be with people. You had to interface with them and get to know them. Really good interview. Make sure you check it out. The book is Authentic Influencer, The Barnabas Way of Shaping Lives for Jesus, from Jonathan Murphy. The full podcast, check it out on our website.
Family Life Radio.
Time for that good news of the day. Hey,
we want to hear your good news. Give us a call right now at 888-888-9976. Angie is with us. Tell us your story.
I was addicted to drugs for 20 years. I'm going on my 8th year tomorrow of sobriety.
Oh, wow.
Yes, I just wanted to say that we serve an amazing God because it's because of Him that I am sober today. He healed me miraculously of my addiction, and now I am getting credentialed as a minister, and we just serve an amazing God.
Praise the Lord.
Wow.
And I just want to give people hope that we can do anything through Christ that gives us strength.
Amen. I want to know, he said miraculously, how did this happen? Tell us about it.
I just told him that I was tired, and I just felt like a warmth come over me, and I knew I was healed. I knew He healed me, because from that day on, I did not use drugs anymore. I didn't go to treatment. I didn't go to anything, and I have been sober going on 8 years tomorrow.
Wow.
That's incredible.
Did you have any cravings at all?
None. It was different. I mean, wow. I had no cravings, no desires, no withdrawals, no anything. I woke up the next day. It was like I had never used.
Wow.
Tiredness, because it was meth. I was addicted to meth.
Ooh.
So usually when you're coming down off of meth, you don't sleep, so you're tired for days on end, but it was different. I mean, I was not tired. It was just like a whole new me. And I had told my husband never used drugs, so I had told him, I was like, I'm going to be sober. And he chuckled. He was like, yeah, right, because he had heard it before. And it's funny because the other day we were cleaning out papers and I found a note from him. And it was like, I'm going to work, and it was day 20. Keep it up.
Mm.
I love you.
Wow.
And I'm just like, wow, what a God we serve.
Praise God.
Praise, it's all glory to Him.
Wow. What a story. It's interesting how God chooses to heal people, sometimes instantaneously, sometimes going through a program or a process. And we have Angie with us right now, who was miraculously healed of her addiction. I'm just curious, at the front end, was there a specific prayer you prayed, or was there something you said to God and then this happened?
I was just like, I'm tired. I'm tired. And I tried times before to get clean, and it just never worked. I mean, I had went to jail. I went to prison. And all those times before, it was just like, yeah, I'm going to stop, but I didn't. But this time it was just different. It was just like, with all my heart, I was like, I am tired of it. I was tired of being tired. And it was like, I truly was like, Lord, I surrendered. I think it was surrendering to Him.
I think that you're onto something. How many of us make sort of a commitment to God, but you're not fully giving it all?
Yes.
And you just said that. You gave it all to Him.
Yes.
And maybe that's the difference.
I gave it all to Him. And it was like, Lord, I don't want it anymore. I am tired. I give it all to You. I surrender it all to You.
Wow.
And I know You could do the impossible.
Well, He did it.
And He did it.
Yeah. Thank you so much for sharing. What a beautiful story.
Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. Hey, we want to hear your good news. What's God done in your life? Will you call us right now and tell us? 888-888-9976. And thank you.
Experience Hope. Family Life Radio.
So somebody donated to a Goodwill a hand grenade. And they quickly called the bomb squad and, you know.
Oh, boy.
We're just asking you, you go to thrift stores, why do you go there, what do you get, what do you receive? Debbie is with us. Tell us.
I got to tell you, and so I do this kind of as a side job because I'm retired, and I go to, you know, everywhere I can go and find cool things and then resell them. Well, what I focus on are vintage items, like mid-century or like the 50s and earlier.
Like Pyrex and stuff like that?
Yes, Pyrex, but I have a hard time not keeping Pyrex when I find it.
Oh.
So I don't know what's down for Pyrex. But yeah, like decor, kitchen decor, okay. Wall decor, those little plastic things that used to hang in grandma's kitchen.
Sure. And so that people are buying that stuff.
They really are, yeah. And just the whole mid-century movement, like a lot of home decor is 50s and 60s.
Have you found one of those giant-sized spoon and fork that hang to my grandma's wall?
I have that on my wall right now. You hush.
You do not.
I do.
You do?
I do. It's a black spoon and fork.
It's back.
No.
I got it at Hobby Lobby.
Yeah, I just found a cast iron, medium size. They're probably 20 inches long.
Wow.
I feel so attacked right now.
Now, for the record, Misty, I don't have a problem with them. I just remember them in my grandma's house.
Misty, I'm sure that we would love
absolutely.
I'm doubting that now.
I would come over to your house, and if you're having chili, I'd say, "Can I use that spoon on the wall?"
How hungry are you?
I've got joy down in my soul. I'm gonna let this feeling take control.
Family Life Radio, yep, it's time for that joy report. Hey, what's bringing you joy? Give us a call right now at 888-888-9976. Amy's with us. What's going on?
This month marks the 2 year when my daughter received the diagnosis of leukemia. She was 2.5 when she was diagnosed, and it was really bad in the beginning. She only had a week to live, and 80% of her bone marrow was completely covered. And so we all bound together and we prayed for her, and she's still here 2 years later, and she's ringing the bell in September. And she'll be 5 in September.
Praise God.
That's awesome.
That's great news.
So please keep our family in prayer, because you have that fear in the back of your mind that it will come back. Mm-hmm. And I know fear is not of God, and I want to move forward and say, look, this is her testimony. God saved her life, and move forward with that gratefulness every single day.
Amen. You don't want the fear to creep back in. I want to encourage you with something, and that is that God views her as completely and totally whole.
Yeah.
Because what Jesus did for us, he's the great physician. It says, by his stripes, we've been healed. So I get where you're coming from, the fear of something happening again. But hopefully that encourages you that the way God looks at her is 100% healed.
Yeah. And you guys have been there with her from day one, because we've called in and she called you guys and said that God's got this. And she's talked to you guys from day one. So to see this little girl just keep her faith like that little seed of a mustard seed is just truly, it's inspired me.
That's awesome.
That is very
cool. Pretty cool when you're inspired by your own kids.
Right?
Yes.
I love that.
It is.
That's neat. Well, thank you so much for sharing.
Call us when the bell rings, okay?
Yeah.
Yes, we will, definitely. Thank you so much, and God bless you.
Oh,
you
God too. Bless you.
Hey, what's bringing you joy today? Give us your joy report right now. 888-888-9976. And thank you. So we're talking about secondhand stores and thrift stores and things that you buy there. And we're talking to a lady who bought a lot of mid-century stuff. And I brought up the whole spork. Now, that would be interesting.
Yeah,
that would be interesting. No, the fork and spoon on the wall decor, the giant fork and spoon. And Misty revealed that she had one.
I do. Yeah. I knew. We still have it.
And I wasn't making... Beth is here to talk to you about this.
I wanted to say that, Misty, don't feel bad about having the fork and spoon, because I'm 42 and I have them in my kitchen and I love them.
Thank you. I feel heard and seen.
Mine are like a hardwood and they're pretty.
And validated. Yes, mine are wooden. And I love them. I fell in love with them the second that I saw them. So I reject Kank's judgment.
What? No. Now, I don't have a problem with the fork and spoon.
We were just surprised. We didn't know that this was up at Misty's house.
I didn't know that they were back in style again.
I don't think they ever really went out.
Okay, all right.
Oh, well.
I'm not sure they were ever really in style.
Okay, maybe that's the more accurate way of looking at it.
My grandma had them in her kitchen, and I thought they were just the coolest things ever. So I picked them up at a thrift store once, and I was like, my husband at the time, he was like, why are you getting those? And I'm like, because they're awesome. Shut up.
I hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you want to learn more about The Morning Show or get in touch with us, you can head to myflr.org. Thanks for listening to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast, heard on Family Life Radio. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.